been seen that there are heightened risks of suicide within farming communities. And there are certainly some cultural aspects, I think, within farming communities that suggest that people are less likely to seek help when they're struggling. And so that's really comes down to that increase in stigma around the issue of help seeking, around the issue of having any emotional problems, and around the issue of suicide.
As I understand it, you've got some new innovative ways to engage people. One of them is through postcards. Can you tell us how that works?
Yeah, that's right. The Ripple Effect itself is an online intervention, but we realise that not everybody is going to have access or good quality internet connection. So we think it's really important that everybody has a chance to contribute to making that positive ripple effect. So we have postcards which are available for people to write a message on about their experience of suicide. So people can access, complete and return a postcard without any cost to themselves at all. And then the messages on those postcards will be shared on the Ripple Effect website. So that gives people who've had some experience of suicide an opportunity to tell their story and to give their message.
And, you know, are farmers sending the postcards? Do you know if it's having the desired effect?
Yeah, we're starting to receive postcards already. We've sent out over 6,000 so far. We've had a lot of requests from people to send through postcards, and they're starting to trickle back to us.
So what are some of the things that people are writing on the postcards, generally speaking?
Well, most often they're messages of hope, I guess, and messages of things that people have found have helped them along the way, messages of encouragement, those sorts of things.
And you're also recruiting community leaders and offering a digital storytelling workshop. Can you tell us about those developments?
Yes, certainly. The digital storytelling workshop will provide people with another way of telling their story. So it's actually a three-day workshop in Melbourne, and it's free. So it's been really generously funded by the Geelong Gentleman's Lunch. And so the workshop will take people through step-by-step how to make their digital story. So we're asking people to bring, photos, any mementos, video, music, so anything that can be turned into a digital form and put together with a voiceover to create their digital story. And so at the end of the workshop, they will actually have a digital story for themselves, and they will also be able to have that as part of the Ripple Effect website if they wish to. We're also supporting accommodation and travel for that workshop. So it's really accessible Australia-wide. We've only got a few places left, and it's in early February, so if anyone's interested, they need to contact us quickly.
All right, and you obviously touched on it a little bit in the beginning, but just finally, Alison, why do you think sharing personal experience through these the different avenues that you've outlined can help to address the impact suicide can have on people in rural areas?
Sharing that experience in a peer environment has actually been shown through research to reduce the stigma around suicide. People can see that I'm not the only one going through this. They can see that other people have found ways to seek help, to find support, to offer support to others. So it's that sort of peer interaction with people who know and understand your situation that's really helpful in reducing that stigma around suicide.